it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah was raised in a family that was in the television business.
Ed Jan says his daughter Sarah was destined to pursue a life in communications and broadcasting. He, an engineer for ABC7, her mother, longtime traffic anchor Roz Varen. Sarah died unexpectedly in January at the age of 29.
The decision to start the Sarah Jans Take Your Shot Memorial Scholarship Fund happened probably within a week after she passed.
The Stars for Sarah event next week will raise money for that scholarship that will help other young people pursue careers in broadcasting. Over the years, Varen shared most of her daughter's life and adventures with her viewers.
She passed so young. She was only 29, and there was so much life ahead of her. So I wanted people to know Sarah. I feel good about people, strangers, knowing Sarah and following her legacy brings me joy in a very difficult situation.
What would Sarah think about the event in her name?
I think Sarah would say, OMG, Mom, this is so over the top, but I'm okay with it. Thank you.
The Stars for Sarah concert will be at the Des Plaines Theater next Tuesday. Tickets are still available online. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.